Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so the trivia question is, who owns the office park that they lease?
Billy Merchant.
Well, no, he's the property manager, but what's the name of the company?
Oh.
Dwight says it out loud.
When he's trying to buy the building, and
I don't want to give a ton of context for the future of this episode, but it's just like, at one point, Dwight's like, it's owned by Beekman Properties.
Beekman.
It's such a random line. It's just like, with a microscope for trivia, you know what I mean?
All right, let's go.
Okay. Aren't you glad that I... Gotcha.
Out of paper, out of stock, there's friendly faces around the block. Break loose from the chains that are causing you pain. Call Michael and Stanley, Jim and Dwight Creed, call Andy and Kelly for your business paper needs. Or Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people. Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people. Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people.
Welcome to the Michael Scott Podcast Company. I'm Sean, CEO of Scranton White Pages.
I'm Edwin Jane, Supplier Relations.
And with us, as always, our producer in the warehouse, Mr. Alex Ward.
Where are the turtles?
Today's episode is our fantasy draft.
Yes.
Of episodes of The Office. Do you want to explain how this is going to work, Edwin?
Sure. So we're going to draft five episodes each. The concept is not framed. So this doesn't have to be the five best or your five favorite or the five funniest. It's just we're drafting Office episodes. And at the end, we'll kind of get a sense of what we all were kind of drafting for.
It's like a mini season, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's a fantasy draft.
Yeah. With no linear storyline.
I'm so pumped.
This is going to be great.
So ready.
So we'll do
it's all been leading to this.
It'll be a serpentine draft. So if you draft first in the first round, you'll draft, or the other way around. If you draft third in the first round, you'll draft first in the second round.
So yes. You get it back-to-back.
It would
back
go
like
Edwin, me, Sean, me, Edwin. Mm-hmm. Edwin, me, Sean.
And we're going to roll a dice to figure out who's going to go first. Yeah.
Shout out to All Fantasy Everything, a big inspiration for this episode. The fantasy draft concept is such a great way to facilitate discussion. I'm really excited. So.
Me too.
It is.
We've all got our picks. I'm going to be keeping track as we go, and we'll take a look at our five episodes at the end.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate what Edwin said, which is we have not all agreed on the metric of the five you're going to watch forever, five favorite, five funniest.
That's the point, so we don't necessarily box each other out or pick episodes that other ones will take. It'll be fun to compare at the end to see how we all interpreted the question.
Yes. All righty. Shall we find out the seeding round here?
Yeah, we're going to roll a dice. I'm 1 and 2.
Edwin, I've got 3 and 4.
5 and 6 right here. Here we go. Drafting first will be...
So Sean determines, the order of the draft.
Yes.
So Sean wins the roll. He decides to go who goes first, second, third.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. I'm going to go first, Alex, then Edwin.
Okay.
Okay. We're going counterclockwise.
Okay. And my first... Woo! My first pick is Money.
Money, okay.
Season 4, episode 7 and 8. That is such a huge blow to Alex, I know.
It is a blow to Alex.
Was that on your list?
No doubt.
It is my list. That's the top of my list. You know that's my number one pick.
I had to get it out of the way.
I knew it was your favorite episode.
I love that episode.
I would not have taken it at
any
point.
That is it. I think, oh my gosh, Money is such a good episode.
Sure is.
So much happens in it. The theme of the episode is money, of course. Michael is in debt and is secretly working at a call center. Well, this is where we meet
Vikram.
Vikram. Also happening in this episode, Jim and Pam go to Dwight and Moses' Shoot Farms.
Great. That's a perfect B story.
It's everything. I love that. Yeah.
It is such a good episode. It's got a really touching moment at the end between Michael and Jan. We think that all of this debt is Jan's fault. And then, surprise, it's all been Michael's fault. He declares bankruptcy in the middle of the episode.
You realize you can't just say bankruptcy and expect anything to happen, right? I didn't say it, Oscar. I declared it.
Dwight and Angela are fighting. Dwight gives Angela garbage, the cat, and she doesn't take it. And then Andy gives her the same cat later, and he does, and she does take it. So anyways, I could just go on and on. Alex, did you want to add anything about
this? Well, I get... this is a 2-for-1. This is a 42-minute... This is an hour-long episode. It was a two-parter that aired back-to-back.
October 18th, 2007.
There's so much plot. There's so much good character in this. There's... Written by Toby.
Paul Lieberstein.
As I realized, I went through a lot of these. Ones I picked were all written by Paul Lieberstein, who... coincidentally, is my favorite character on the show, so that makes sense.
We get Cousin Moe's.
You get Cousin Moe's in this.
Outpacing the car.
One of my favorite lines in the entire series is Moe's gets nightmares. Oh yes, ever since the storm. That is one of my all-time favorite lines.
One of my favorite lines in this one is Oscar giving Michael financial advice, and he makes the spreadsheet.
Yes, yes.
And this big scary bar over here, one needs,
like magic sets. Yeah, there's the you get the full spectrum of Michael Scott as the main character of this show. I mean, you just get everything about him, his insecurities, what he hides. He tries to plead people or is trying to please people, but he gets in trouble whenever he does that. Mm-hmm. His relationship with Jan, which is just a dumpster fire, is on full display this entire episode.
Oh, yeah.
And the Beast, it's one of the best Beast B plot lines, I think, in the whole series.
Yeah, it feels like it's the A story, even though it is kind of the B story with them, because it's their first night away, and they go to Embassy Beats Motel, Radish Inn. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite lines from that is where Dwight's like, "We've now gone completely wireless. When I find out where Moe's hid the wires, we'll be back up and running."
Trivia question. What's the name of Michael's boss and the telemarketer?
It's Mr. It's a Greek name. Yeah,
I do too.
Is it Mr. Hudson?
No.
Oh no.
It's
oh,
like
no.
Mr. Oh, shoot. I hate even guessing.
It's Nick wrong. Figaro.
I'm glad I didn't guess.
just another touching moment at the end of this episode when Dwight, Pam, and Jim write a nice review on TripAdvisor to cheer Dwight up because he's so sad about Angela.
TripAdvisor, the lifeblood of the agritourism business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great that's pick. A, great that's top pick.
Yeah,
great
yeah. All right. Pick.
Big cross off.
Sorry about that, Alex.
It's quite all right. Okay. I'm going to retaliate. I'm drafting Dinner Party number 2.
Okay, Dinner Whoa. Party number 2.
I'm taking Whoa. Dinner Party number 2.
Okay.
Dinner Party.
An all-time classic.
That is season 4, episode 13.
That is correct. I think in the entire... pantheon of Office episodes, a lot of people remember this one. It sticks in people's mind. It is the apex of cringe comedy, I think, in the U.S. Office.
So great.
You have, again, it's this incredible sample. Like, let's just get these characters in this event. I think that you can tell the cast is just having a fantastic time while they're making this episode.
It's some great bloopers.
Yeah.
Some of the best bloopers. Right here, Jim. The screen pops out.
It goes back into the wall if you need extra space. Yeah.
You get these little glimpses into who Michael is at home, especially who Jan is, and what's going on there.
Andy and Angela's dysfunctional new relationship.
Dwight and Nana. I mean, it's just a weird episode.
It's a bottle episode where they're all stuck in one place, kind of. But it's engineered by Michael forcing everyone to work late and then canceling it. And so he's like, he gets Jim and Pam on the hook,
It's incredible.
You said you had no plans.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's just like Michael trying to make friends and all these forces going against him. In other shows, these sort of bottle episodes always sort of tend to be my favorite. I like episodes that do this. It's Always Sunny has the really good ones.
There are a lot of them.
Trailer Park Boys. My favorite shows. My favorite episodes tend to be these ones, and this is no exception. So that is my pick with number 2. Dinner Party.
Great pick.
I think just in general, the Serenity by Jan and where Michael has to approach him about an investment opportunity. He sits in that hand chair. There's like that ab scissor in the garage. It's all really great. I mean, Just in general,
he dips his steak in the wine glass.
It's incredible.
And she's like, "I told you not to do that." And he's like, "You know, I have soft teeth."
The comedy writing is all just incredible, incredible. I mean, the whole show is, but this episode,
the writing, the performances,
it's the perfect
story. He builds the shelf for the Dundee.
Yes,
and then at the end, she throws the Dundee at the TV, right? And then later, he's like trying to explain it to the cops, and he's like, "My girlfriend threw a Dundee at my plasma screen."
And I mean, not to mention, in terms of the architecture of the whole show, I mean, he gets out of his relationship. This is what gets him away from Jan,
right?
Which is so healthy for Michael.
Starts to
he curls up on that little dog bed.
I know.
So not only I think is it a great episode, but within the story of the whole series, it's a big page turn for Michael.
Is this before her boob job?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's what makes him rethink breaking up with Jan.
That's right. Okay.
Wait, after. Boob job happens at the end when he goes, it's women's
breast augmentation.
Breast augmentation.
Wait, really?
So it's women's appreciation, I think, at the end of season 3, I want to say. Because they go to the Steamtown Mall, right?
Oh.
And he's like, I want to break up with Jan, right?
I think you're right.
And then he leaves her the voicemail. It's not me, it's you, you know?
Yeah.
And then she shows up with, you know, and then he all of a sudden wants to be back
involved
with her.
Your again. Advice was good, Pam, but hers was bigger.
All right. Ridiculous. Great pick. Dinner Party, season 4, episode 13. Alex's first pick. Okay, Edwin.
All right, moving on. My number one overall pick, third pick in the first round, is Stress Relief.
Oh, that
beautiful!
Is
that's on the list.
That is that. Yep. That was my.
That's getting crossed
right
off.
Up there.
Do we have an episode
so
number?
Season 6. Season 5. Excuse me. Episodes 14 and 15. So, in the to clarify a rule for listeners, we were talking about 2-part episodes, right? The Office has some episodes that are 40 minutes long, some that aired in 2 parts, some that aired on different weeks. So the way that we've kind of navigated that is that if an episode aired at the same time all at once
on one Thursday night,
it counts as one episode. So in this instance, Stress Relief aired on February 1st, 2009. So Stress Relief begins with the all-time great cold open in the show, which is Dwight staging the fire, right? So he locks them all in the office and he fakes the fire.
God.
And it's the perfect counterpoint to the fire in season 2, where Dwight freaks out and he's like, "Have you ever seen a burn victim?" Right? There's even a moment where he says that same line: "Have you ever seen a burn victim?" You know, they try to. You know, Oscar climbs into the roof and his legs fall out. You know, Angela throws the cat up there. Right?
Yeah.
Like they try to.
That
throw
is
the,
an amazing.
Yeah, all the doors scene. Are like locked shut. Kevin breaks into the vending machine. Like it's just the perfect. It's so long too.
Not to mention the Jack Black film. Within this episode.
Correct. So that's there are so many little layers to this episode.
M'lady Matuna.
Exactly. Yeah. So they watch Mrs. Albert Hannaday, right?
Right.
It's Cloris Leachman and Jack Black in
because
comedy.
Andy knows how to Alba. Download movies illegally and Jim and Pam don't. So they're going to watch this movie together in the break room.
Right. Yeah. So that's like a D story, I think, to this episode.
Yeah,
totally.
It's crazy. There are so many layers. So Dwight starts the fire and then he has to go to New York, right?
Right.
And Michael tries to like put himself on the other side of the table where he's like, "Dwight, we are not mad. We're just disappointed." They're like, "No, we're mad. Michael, one of your employees could have died, you know?" So they come back and they do the CPR thing with the doll and with Rose, right?
Just
right.
That up.
Where they're trying to do this. There's a whole, that whole scene where they're in the conference room is like one of the great scenes in the whole series.
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah. So
staying alive.
Exactly.
Goes, "First I was afraid. I was petrified." Oh, I love that song. I love the glimpses when you get to hear Michael Scott's beautiful singing voice.
Right. And then there's that moment where, Is he breathing? No, Rose, and he has no arms or legs. Question for the room: if we find someone with no arms or legs, do we bother resuscitating? You know.
Yeah.
And then Dwight cuts the face off the doll, and then they have the whole scene, and then it hard cuts back to New York, where David Wallace is like, "Did you have to cut the face off the doll?" He's like, "I didn't think it would be very realistic, but it was."
Turns out,
very realistic.
Pretty realistic.
Also, just reading, this was the most viewed episode of The Office ever because it was so close to the Super Bowl.
I think I want to say it aired like after the Super Bowl.
It might have.
I remember that. I do. I remember that.
This is another Paul Lieberstein.
I mean,
dude, just makes
written
hits.
By.
Then. What happens is, like, it turns out Michael is stressing everyone out, right? He does that thing with the heart rate monitor.
Well, yeah, Stanley almost dies.
Which sets up the roast of Michael Scott in the second part of the episode.
Oh.
So, like, when you combine those two parts, it's just like, man, this is, like, one of the best episodes ever.
Boom Roasted?
Boom Roasted is at the end of this episode. Man. So, he sets up that roast for himself, and they all just tear into him, right? You know, well, I once saw Michael Scott's thing, and it was really small.
How small was it?
If it was an iPod, it would be a shuffle, right?
That's
it. They do that whole
that
thing.
Really dates that episode.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that happens for
and
sure.
And then, you know, Michael gets up and leaves. That has the, I think, no, never mind. I think I'm confusing it. But he has the drum where he, yep. you know, and yeah. then he comes back at the end. That also gives us that scene where Michael is sitting in the park wearing the black yeah. turtleneck. Yeah. He's like, there's a spaceship with a powerful microscope.
Yeah.
And our problems don't matter to him, but he can see me because he can see me through his telescope or whatever. He's like,
I'm okay. No, I'm not.
Right. And then, yeah, exactly. He sits on a bench and just starts throwing out whole pieces of bread, calling for the birds. And then when he gets back, there's that scene, Boom Roasted, right? Or he's like, I have some thoughts I wanted to share with all of you. Jim, you're 6'11", you weigh 90 pounds. Gumby has a better body than you. Boom Roasted. Right?
A great Michael Scott moment.
Yeah.
Really good.
Kevin, I can't decide between a fat joke and a dumb joke. Boom Roasted.
That's
right?
such a good one.
Andy, Cornell called. They think you suck and you're gayer than Oscar. Boom Roasted. Right? It brings the whole episode back. And when you combine all of those.
Stanley's, because Stanley's the one who starts laughing.
Stanley, your heart sucks and you crush your wife during sex.
Yeah.
Boom Roasted. There are so many great things in that episode that I think overall it's just like, I think it's the strongest one.
That is a great episode. Okay.
Good draft.
Three great picks for our first ones. Money, Stress Relief, and Dinner Party.
Stays with Edwin. Comes back around the horn now.
That's correct. Right.
So I've got the second Edwin pick. Oh, man. This
pick.
Is such a, this is a difficult decision.
This is tough, man.
I think I'm going to go.
There's some heavy hitters out there.
I think I'm going to, I don't know if this is on your list, guys. I'm taking Goodbye, Michael.
Okay.
Not on my list, but yeah. I figured it was going to get taken.
Yeah, Goodbye, Michael. So Goodbye, Michael is season 7. It's episode, I want to say 22. Okay, yes. And basically the conceit here is that it's Michael's last day in the office. And he's told everyone he's going to leave the next day. So he's trying to say goodbye over the course of the day.
Mm-hmm.
D'Angelo is there, right? And he is trying to
waiting in the wings.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I watched this one in preparation for this, and it's one of my all-time favorites just because Michael revisits his relationships with every character on the show.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And even at the end, he triples up because he runs out of time, and it's Creed, Gabe, and...
That's right.
And Meredith, right?
Yeah. Put some cover up on your Adam's apple.
Doesn't matter if you're afraid of dying alone or dying drunk in a ditch. It's so ridiculous, but he's trying to deal with his feelings, right? And it actually, there are these moments where Michael kind of shows that he's kind of ahead of the game, that he actually kind of knows more than he lets on. And part of that is when, at the cold open, when he's sitting on top of the roof, and there's so many little throwaway lines where he's like, I'm moving to Colorado, so I'm sitting up here to get used to the altitude, right? He's wearing cowboy boots while he's sitting up there.
Yep.
Dwight brings him the Rocky Mountain oysters. You think you deserve to be buttled after you didn't recommend me? And then there's that whole thing where Michael's like, Dwight, I've been thinking, if I'm in Colorado, you know, and there's a bear, should I keep a salami in my pants in case the bear comes to me? He's like, that would be great, Michael, if you think life would be better without legs. You know? He's like, a bear can run faster than a horse. You have no luck there. And they can climb faster than they can run.
In tight pants, Michael, you are a salami to a bear.
He sets up Dwight for that. It's perfect. You know, there are these moments where he goes around and he gives everyone gifts. He gives Stanley that, like, little pool table with no balls or anything. He gives Oscar that weird little puppet doll, right?
Right.
And Oscar is takes it, right?
Yeah,
And there are the handful of moments where Michael is laughing really hard, and he's like, he has the lowest opinion of me of anyone. He just accepted it, right? And it's this little thing.
Thank you, Michael.
There's also that moment where his gift for Kevin is a caricature of Kevin as a pig looking at pizza, right?
Yeah.
And he holds it up in front of him, and he tears it in half.
How did that feel, Kevin?
Yeah. And it's funny because he's like, you will be thin. You will find love. And he's like, I'm okay with who I am now, Michael.
Yeah. You know?
So he just revisits every character. We get the introduction of Rory Flenderson.
Yep.
Toby's
shelves
brother.
Shelves are overflowing.
Yeah, he comes. There's that moment. There's a moment where Toby says to Michael, you know, I have a brother in Colorado, Rory Flenderson. You know, and then there's this long pause where Michael doesn't know what to say. He's like, okay, that's great.
I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
And then he does that scene in the warehouse where he hits the basketball shot, you know.
Okay.
See you on the flippity flip.
Yeah, right? That's right.
I always think the amount of time he wasted with that, when he, like, the amount, if you put a pie chart of his day, I want to see how much was trying to make that shot.
There's even that moment at the end where he pulls everyone into the conference room and he's trying to say goodbye. And, like, it's this really, like, really sweet moment where he's trying to express how he feels about everyone, mm-hmm. but he can't and he doesn't know what to do. And he's like, so I have a guest. And he comes back and he's like, hello, everybody. I am Ping, you know? And he's like, oh, lovely people.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Half of them groan and Kevin goes, oh, yes.
Yes.
It's such a great moment. So then that's when Jim takes him aside, and like that's a great moment too, where Jim is like, you know, tomorrow when we go to lunch, knowing full well that Michael's gonna leave, like this, you know, I'll tell you what a great boss you turned out to be. Best boss I ever had, right? Michael is crying, right? There's also this great moment where Michael is about to freak out, right? They're like, Michael, where do you want your last paycheck to be sent? Oscar tells him, and he's like, I don't know. I don't know where my town is. Mountain Dun. Right? And later, he starts freaking out by himself. He's like, yeah. I don't know what the channels are going to be. I can't find my shows. I don't know if my improv credits will transfer. I don't want to start at level one. And he calls Holly.
That's a nice phone call.
Yeah, Holly. Yeah, exactly. And he goes, what's the name of our town? She goes, Boulder.
And he's like, I just wanted to hear your voice. And she's like, you mean this voice?
Yeah. Oh, my hero.
I'll pay the rent, right?
And like, you can tell that he's like, as painful as this is, like, he is ready to move on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so his character arc is really completed. And I think, you know, where is the finale of the show wraps up everyone's character arcs kind of all together, right? And this is like a 20-minute, or I think it's 30 minutes. It's just like an extended wrap up of everything that Michael Scott kind of was. Mm-hmm. And then in the background is D'Angelo Vickers, right? And he's like just this, I think, a precursor to the weirdness that's going to kind of follow.
Yeah, I think we're just learning how crazy he is.
Exactly.
He and Andy go to the animal shelter.
Annie Shelto. You know how to high five, my man? Because now's the time.
And then while I'm driving.
Yeah, exactly. It's so great. So there's that moment. Andy comes into his own as a salesman. He gets the top clients from Michael, right? But I think it just kind of foreshadows a lot of the weird craziness that is going to happen with season 8 with Robert California, with the rest of D'Angelo and the inner circle, right? There's that scene where D'Angelo talks about beating obesity, and then later he's making s'mores on the like bottom of the coffee pot.
Right, right.
And then Andy comes in and he like shoves it into the trash can really quickly. He grabs the corner of the cake.
Yeah,
and he decides he wants.
That's how the episode ends.
Exactly. And Dwight turns to Jim and goes, "Oh no!" Yeah. Right. So anyway, goodbye, Michael.
I think
a really good way to kind of wrap up Michael's arc. One of my favorite episodes.
Nice back-to-back picks by Edwin. Stress Relief and Goodbye, Michael. And it's back to Alex. Alex, what is your second episode?
Okay. I don't know if either of you... Well, I guess we could say that for every single pick, but...
It was a tough decision to go with Goodbye, Michael.
Yeah,
I wanted to get it.
You could have saved that one, maybe.
So that's what... But I didn't know that.
So I'm thinking... this is my second pick. I'm going to season 4.
Okay.
I'm going to episode 5-6, another hour-long episode, Launch Party.
Launch Party. That's a great one.
Launch
Party.
Would that be better if it said Launch Party?
There,
season 4, episode 5-6?
Yes, sir. This is one... Again, I obviously, this is the one that comes before Money. It sets up Money. And that's why I was like, these two back to back, this is probably my favorite little just run of episodes right here. You get Dunder Mifflin Infinity, you get Launch Party, and you get Money. That's mm-hmm. those three are incredible.
That's really good.
I really like that as a series. And the reason I like this one so much is it's just, and also much like Dinner Party, there's so much chaos going on in this one, but so much is being set up for the rest of this show. Highlights right off the top, the cold open. This is where they're watching the DVD logo, waiting to hit the corner.
That is a good one.
It dates the show, number one. But it's a thing that like our generation, everyone did that. Where you watch that little DVD logo. It was always in class, and you'd wait for it to hit the corner. And the way that they're watching it, and Michael thinks that he has him on the hook. And he has that thing right. where it what finally goes, about? They erupt. Yeah, he's talking about, he's throwing out ideas.
Oh, what, right. Brainstorming or something,
he's pitching
right?
out ideas for something. I don't remember what it is.
Oh, man, I don't know.
And he gives a suggestion right when it hits the corner. Everyone cheers, applauds, yeah. gets up, and just leaves the yeah. conference room. And he's like, okay. And then it goes to a talking hand. He goes, some days I'm just on. He's like, some days you're just on fire.
The other great thing about that moment is, like, early in the show, there's kind of this thing where it kind of talks about really mundane things of, like, having a job, right?
Yeah.
That's, like, part of the show is, like, you're working, right? Your boss is, you know, insensitive or whatever. Like, these little kind of moments that it kind of goes along with. And then you get funny moments kind of in between, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then as the show goes on, it just becomes, like, a whole series of funny moments. Like, the yes. little mundane things kind of fall away,
yep. right?
So, but that's a perfect, maybe the perfect one for the whole
yeah.
series.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the main subplots of this, of course, is Dwight going against the computer.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's such
this
a
entire
good
episode
arc.
Is
a great
that.
Arc, yeah.
Ryan is really in his role as the boss, which was a big part of season four. And what I thought was going to be a long-term thing in the show that,
yeah.
like, oh, they're going to make Ryan Jan, and this is they've reinvented Ryan's character to someone who's different than who he was, and this whole, they ride this out. That doesn't happen, obviously, but. In a large part to what he does with Thunderbolt Infinity, in fact, all of it, you get the kidnapping of the pizza kid, which I think is just an incredible thing to be happening throughout this episode.
Yeah.
Jim and Michael start to drive to New York. They realize it's a chat room. Jim just exits right. and just immediately leaves.
Oh, there's a password.
Which I think is hilarious.
Ryan, you expect me to go back to my office party? The guy will throw up. I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. The kid who plays the pizza kid, he's, I think, amazing in this episode.
So good.
I think as well, he also is in Glee. He's one of the kids.
Yeah.
So I haven't really watched Glee.
See.
But I think there's a moment in the viewing party episode in season 7. Sorry to spoil a future pick.
Nope.
I don't know if that one was on the table for anybody. But he's like, my favorite character is the invalid. And it's like, oh, that is the kid from the launch party episode or something.
Yes. Oh, that's funny.
Yes. Jim and Pam, of course, are pranking Dwight with the fake messages.
Mm-hmm.
The self-awareness that Dunham Mifflin Infinity has achieved, which I love. You get the, of course, the Pizza by Alfredo and Alfredo's Pizza Kitchen debate going on. The amount
oh,
of
yeah.
pizza.
Okay,
it's a
yeah,
hot circle
yeah.
of garbage. There's so many good lines mm-hmm. throughout this one. Fun fact, too, the kid who plays the pizza boy is named Kevin McHale for all the
I love it.
NBA heads out there.
Take him down the low post.
Yeah.
Top
to bottom, from the cold open to the story. Of course, you also get one of the more impressive feats that Andy does in the entire series, which is his... he does Take a Chance on Me
yep.
through all of the different speakers right. to Angela, mm-hmm. which in the moment watching, I was amazed by. I thought it was so funny. So it sets up that relationship. That's sort of the first domino push where Andy's like, I'm going to do it. I got to get her attention. And that's not when they start dating, but the door is open.
Right.
After
right.
that. You get Sad Dwight, which is, you know, which is why they try
the
and
beard
cheer
stuff?
Up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so
it's,
great.
It's,
yeah.
It's fantastic. Top to bottom, I love this episode. I love how long it is. I everything that goes on. The quick, weird, the trip to New York, and they steal all the sushi.
Yeah.
Like, that's Michael and Dwight eventually.
Oh, yeah, at the end of the episode.
Then they end up
yeah,
partying
yeah.
with Ryan.
Yep. No, that's a night out. That's later this season.
That's okay, different.
Okay. I had to think
okay.
about that myself.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah.
Okay.
But
they, Michael gets a little bit of his comeuppance, or gets a little bit of good news at the end when that, like, younger employees, like, oh, it was great seeing Ryan embarrassed by all of this.
Oh, yeah. He throws the pizza at the camera.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like,
Michael, or there's that scene, I think it's the tag to the episode, where Ryan just looks in the camera and winks.
Yes. Yes. And, well, that's at the... That's at the end of season 3, right? When he gets the job.
Yeah, he gets the
yeah,
corporate
yeah.
job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's I'm taking launch party.
Okay.
Give me that as my
great
second pick.
Second
great
pick for Alex. Okay,
very solid.
Back to me. I get two picks. Serpentine. my first of the two is Season 2, Episode 3, Office Olympics.
Yeah. All right, that's a good one. That's
yeah.
a good pick.
I think that
yeah,
this is the episode that I really fell in love with the show. Like, you know, like...
Yeah.
Watched Season 1 on my video iPod.
That's right.
And then when Season
did
2
did you get
came
it in
out,
a game of White Elephant?
Remember,
yeah, or Yankee Swap?
I remember that. That's funny.
I mean... I think that this is kind of when the show does start to shift a little bit, those, what, just like what Edwin was talking about, how there's like, there's a lot of the mundane moments of working in an office, like in season one and early on. But this one, the chaos starts to spread a little bit.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jim, oh yeah, Jim sometimes dies of boredom. Right, so yeah. Pam has to revive him by throwing mm-hmm. things into Dwight's coffee mug, what she does. And so this then leads to them trying to find out what everyone else does to stay off the boredom, which I think is like, this is great because it's actually still about what it's like to work in an office where yeah. maybe the show isn't really about that so much in later seasons. Mm-hmm. And
Thunderball.
Yeah. And it's still kind of like, it's kind of rides the line. It's still kind of like a quiet episode, yeah. Just like season one, but we just start to see some of like the antics ramping up. And Michael is...
I was going to say, B-story is Michael
signing
the lease on his condo.
Signing the yeah. lease on his condo, which is absolutely hilarious. You get a lot of great moments between Dwight and Michael. Michael shows us that he's not ready to be an adult still.
Yep.
I love all the moments where Dwight points out like flaws in the building.
Oh, he's yeah.
like,
oh,
these babies are thin. Well, you can hear the neighbor practicing like a horn yeah, or something. Yeah.
Neighbor throws his wife into the wall.
You're going to still be paying this off when you're 50. Yeah. No, and then, like,
hey, look, Carpenter 70. Ants. Yeah. That's my favorite. Yeah. He's so excited to see them. Yeah.
Michael grabs the stovetop and he's like, oh, is this supposed to come off?
He's looking for reasons to back yeah. out of the deal. And Carol is like, if you back out now, you stand to lose $10,000 or something like that. And then it wraps up with them sitting on the floor eating Subway. And
right.
Michael is like, can you imagine those poor saps at the office right now?
Yeah.
I think it cuts right to Flonkerton.
Yeah. Right, that's right. And then a really touching moment at the end of this episode when they do the gold medal ceremony and they give Michael a gold medal. And they string up the doves.
That's like, right.
Yeah.
What are those? The doves. And of course, you know, Jim and Pam, we see their romance mm-hmm. start to build a little bit more. It's just a good, heartwarming episode. Lots of funny moments. Office Olympics, my second pick.
Okay, that wraps up round two.
It's a really nice
yeah.
pick, yeah.
Really quickly, can you guys hear me on mic okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Sometimes I drift in and out, and I want to make sure that I'm actually coming through.
You're coming in. You're coming in.
All right, cool.
Round three.
Round three for my... pick.
First pick in the third round of the Office episodes.
I do
draft.
Not like going between you two guys. This is tough.
Yeah, you're in a
I'm
tight.
Losing
you're
two episodes on either side.
You are in a pickle.
Okay.
Could be my actual favorite episode.
Oh.
Season 6, episode 10, Murder.
All right.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
I
should have drafted that to spite you.
I knew Sean was going to take Murder
at you back
some
for
point.
Money. You know?
I'm surprised you guys didn't go for it.
Can't believe you took money
right
from
away.
Me still. First pick.
So, as always, there's a threat of downsizing or the branch closing. So, Michael, to boost morale, decides to play a party murder mystery game. What is it called? Bells.
Sir, there has been a murder, and you are a suspect.
Bells.
Glad I had that drop.
that was perfect. Bells, Bourbon, and Bullets is the game.
Yeah. Good trivia question right there.
By the way, even before this game starts, there's some just hilarious moments. We learn about Tube City.
Tube City. That's right.
Jim has to pick his battles, and one of the battles that he picked was Tube City. Michael wanted to set up tubes all over the office for hamsters to climb around in. So Jim has to let Michael play this little game. There's so many great quotes. Obviously, everyone's in character as their characters from the game. Oh, Creed shows up late
with blood on his clothes, yeah. right? Or no.
Creed walks in and just says, what's going on? And Michael says, sir, there has been a murder and you are a suspect. Okay, let me just grab my things and settle in and I'll be right back.
and then he leaves.
Yeah. Oh, he runs out to his car and screeches out of the parking lot. That's a great Creed.
The writers
moment.
Do such a good job of containing Creed. Like, yeah. he would be so easy to burn out, like, oh. and become a caricature. But they hold these little things.
You just
for so
give
long.
Him one or two little bits yeah. every now and
he
then.
He says these lines that like allude to this crazy alternate reality that he sees in his yes. head, but they never like really explore it.
Right.
I guess they kind of do, but they contain it to a Word document.
Creed, blood splatter Creed on Halloween.
Blood, oh, it's Halloween. This yes. is that is a great coincidence.
Oh yeah, before the game starts and Michael is really stressed about the possibility of the branch closing, he goes to the bathroom and Kevin comes in after him and goes, "Whoa, Michael, were you throwing up in here?" Michael says, "Nope. Just pooping. You know how I be.
You know how I be.
Just pooping.
That's one of my favorite
lines. Really?
Because
it smells like throw up in here. Crazy world. A lot of smells. That is just...
Oh, it's so good.
Beautiful. That is so good. I could just go on and on. This episode's full of so many funny moments. I mean, I won't go on. But anyways, Murder, Season 6, Episode 10. That's my round 3 pick.
All the different characters.
Just a hilarious
Voodoo Mama
episode.
Juju.
Voodoo Mama Juju.
Perfect name for Angela. All it wasn't right. my fault. I read Harry Potter as a kid.
They're trying to one of the few times you see Oscar kind of like you never get silly Oscar. No. It's like that and when they go to Canada
because the backdrop of the episode, I know you wanted to move on but yep. too bad.
Yeah, sorry.
There was the backdrop is like it looks like they're going bankrupt, right? There's all this turmoil, right? Right? David confides in Jim, I think, that like the branch is going to close or something, like, or that he alludes to the fact that the company is doing really poorly.
Right, right.
Right, so it's like, what do you do with the sinking ship? Like, that was a great line from Jim. He's like, you know, maybe one of the parents thinks that, no, we need to keep rowing, but the other parent thinks we need to play a game with the kids, right?
Right, right.
So it's just like it's a great little encapsulation of what's going on in the backdrop.
Absolutely. Aaron as Naughty Nelly and Andy trying to get a date with her
as her brother.
Oh right. yeah. Big time.
Solid pick.
Yeah, that's just a great episode. I love the moment when Michael and Dwight is interrogating Michael in the break room. This isn't a game, this isn't my life. All right. But Delta Park, I do declare.
All right, so that's first pick in the third round for you.
Yes.
Now it goes to Alex.
I'm so nervous. I'm gonna get swooped here. This is the hardest choice so far. Losing two to Edwin before it gets back to me is a tough order.
Hey, it's four, but it's where it comes back to me. You know what I mean? It's like
that's true.
It
that's true.
Out.
That's
yeah.
true. But you can get two at a time.
Yeah, you get two at a time. So you know what your strategy like. Depending on which one you take, I'll have a pretty good idea which two you are. It's true. And this one in the middle is kind of at a disadvantage. It depends.
It's nice to get two back to back, but I had to wait a long time.
You had to wait a long time.
You'd have to wait, yeah.
Well, let's see how many we take from each other in the upcoming rounds.
Yeah.
I'm going to season one. I'm taking Diversity Day.
That's a good pick.
I'm taking Diversity Day.
That was my next
one. Yeah, thank God I got you back.
love it.
Wanted
to get at least
season
one from
episode two.
I wanted to get at least one from season one. Mm-hmm. I thought this was my favorite. This, because it comes after the pilot. It's the first time, you know, the show steps out of the BBC office, but it still feels like that. Like, this episode is some of the most... when you feel like Michael Scott still has some David Brent and he's still sort of molded after that character. You still this slick back hair. He's heavier. Like,
I mean, he's
the,
just a horrible
one.
Person.
Just
well,
awful.
And there is an analog in the British office where they had like that seminar day and in that episode, David Brent pulls out the guitar and he plays a song about Lady Diana.
Exactly.
But this is a really good one for season one. I think is maybe the one that stands out the most, I think, of all the episodes in season one.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think that this is just... easily one of the best episodes of the whole show. Larry Wilmore, fantastic guest appearance.
Yep, he's incredible. What it sets up, the amount of cringiness and the tension and all the like racial humor, which probably would not work if that was.
I don't know if you guys saw this thing.
Yeah, I did.
The show wouldn't work today. Yeah.
And this episode is why. Like, if you opened a show with something like this, people would be like, "No way."
Yeah. Try my gookie gookie.
Yeah. And it is. I mean, there's a lot of really offensive humor, but like. The show was like was really like we have to be this edgy. And
I mean, it's still well done though, because you know, I mean, yes, we see Michael Scott do all these horrible things, but that is part of it, because you know the we see the audience reaction in the other employees in the office. So, mm-hmm. you know, it frames his character in a way that's like, yes, this is just a horrible.
Yeah.
Idiot, he does the Chris Rock bit.
Person. Yeah.
This is still.
Do you want a cookie?
Yeah. You still have some characters who haven't quite found themselves, like Mindy Kaling is introduced here, but she's very just completely normal.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, a great, great guest appearance from Larry Wilmore.
Kevin doesn't break character. That's like one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Maybe some spaghetti. They're like, all right, Kevin, we're done.
Yeah. Michael gets slapped.
Yeah, that's right.
Kelly in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Great moment, because he really deserves
she
it.
Gets it.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
He starts crying.
And this is still in the part of the show where some of the procedures of just working in a paper office are still very present in every single episode.
Yeah, we have moments where people are at the copier.
Jim's trying to get that big sale that he does once a year. Well,
yeah,
and he's sort of not really Mr. Decker,
right?
Yeah. He gets undercut by Dwight in that. I mean, there's all sorts of... I don't know. This is where the show is. It's still so young, but it's such a good episode. Season one, I'm taking it.
The idea that you would learn about diversity by having people act out stereotypes.
I know.
It's so crazy.
It's
he makes the video.
It's insane.
It's just like maybe like 15 seconds long where he just says, Abraham Lincoln once said, if you are a racist, I will attack you with the North.
This is brought to you by Diversity Tomorrow, because today is almost over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And those are the principles I carry with me in the workplace.
Yeah.
Also, this is where Paul Lieberstein as Toby, he didn't want to be in this episode, but he thought it was going to be a one-time thing to be in this episode because of the HR things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he earned a spot like as a regular member in the cast by the people who are impressed by the
show.
He's
perfect.
The other thing about that episode and that line that you just talked to about Abraham Lincoln attacking with the North, back in when this first came on, this was about, what, 2004, mm-hmm. 2004, mm-hmm. 2005, when this episode airs for the first time, right? There was a fan site because, you know, that's how you follow things, was on websites, right? It was a Northern Attack was like a popular fan site for a long time. I haven't checked to see if it still exists, but like it was a popular office fan site for a while.
Wow.
Northern Attack.
Just for this line?
Yeah. The name came from this line, but it was an office fan
site. That is hilarious. Northern Attack. Wow. Didn't know that. Great pick.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And screw you for stealing it.
Okay. I got you, buddy.
Okay.
Edwin.
So for my third overall pick, I'm taking Casino Night.
Yeah.
Oh, another one on my list.
Yeah, absolutely. Great Casino one. Night.
Casino
an
Night.
An all-time classic. Let's see. It's the second season finale, so episode 22 of season 2. The whole premise is that Michael sets up a charity casino night in the warehouse of the office, and he ends up getting two dates on accident. Carol and Jan are both going to come to the casino night, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of live through that whole thing where Michael goes all in and he loses all his money to Toby right away. You know, he's trying to balance both of them. Like there's that moment where I want to say he kisses Carol on the cheek to like, but he wants to make it look like Jan. He's not showing favoritism, so he also kisses Dwight on the cheek.
Right.
And then Dwight does it back to him later. Yeah. Yeah.
And Dwight keeps coming back and telling him too late when people have arrived.
There's that great moment where I want to say he like is on the phone and Pam is Michael, you have a call coming in from Carol. And then he's like, Carol Stills, how's the real estate business? Still doing well? Pam is like, still me. I'll put her through right now. And then Michael's like, hi, Carol, how are you? Like,
yeah.
He gets it out of his system.
I give him a dry run. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually Dr. Levinson, I presume. Still me, coming in now. You know,
Gould.
Right. So such a great little moment. And then, I mean, of course, you have the whole thing with Kevin as the defending champ in the 2002 $2,500 deuce to seven, no limit Texas Hold'em World Series of Poker winner, right?
Wow.
And then he loses immediately to Phyllis because Phyllis like accidentally has a flush, right?
Yep.
And then he goes, I suck. Like into the camera, right?
Also, and like we were talking about Kelly's character earlier, like Kevin still basically a normal person.
Yeah, he's
and
got
the band.
And
in this one, he's kind of smart. He's got the glasses down, and he's like,
yeah. They're talking about Scrantonicity. Mm-hmm.
Right. That also happens. They watch the wedding band tapes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Roy comes over and tells him that his band is awesome, and he's going to hire them for the wedding.
And he's like, does Pam know? And he's like, whatever. I got to pick the music. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that. The cold open is where Jim tricks Dwight by moving the coat rack with his mind, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh,
and Dwight is wearing the suit that's his old family heirloom that his grandfather got buried in, you know. There's so many mm-hmm. little lines. There's this great exchange where they're trying to figure out what charity to donate to. And it's, you know, it starts with Comic Relief. And it's like, well, that show's not on the air anymore. Well, then they need us more than ever, you know. And they talk about Afghans, Afghanistanis with AIDS. Like, they have that whole exchange, you know.
they need us more than ever.
Right. And then the other thing that kind of happens, the other thing that kind of underpins this whole episode is that Jim has requested a transfer. And Jan is coming down, right? And he's like, why have I requested a transfer? Because I have no future here, right? Pam is going to marry Roy, right? And, of course, the way that this kind of ends up with at the end, the way it all coalesces at the end of season two, right? You know, Roy leaves to go home and he tells, you know, Jim to take care of her, right? And then mm-hmm. Jim finally tells Pam how he feels, right? Like, this is the moment of the show where he's like, you know, he's like, I'm in love with you. I just had to tell you once, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know. What do you expect me to do with that, right? And she's like, I treasure you as a friend. And he's like, I can't do that, right? And so that moment happens. It's like one of the like most like it's like the moment in the whole show, I think. And then at the end, you know, they finally do kiss, and that's the very end of season two. That's just like, I think it's a perfect, I don't know, I'm glad I have it.
That's like as dramatic as the show ever gets. Like, that
absolutely.
One.
Yeah, yeah, it's the will they, won't they, you know? Yeah. It's perfect.
There's that's some great pick, Creed moments in this episode as well.
Yeah.
Creed doesn't own a refrigerator. He just likes stealing things.
That's right.
He talks
stealing,
about how
he steals
like,
the chips. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's how he wins.
Right.
The refrigerator. Really,
you find out that he sleeps on the office, under his desk like four nights a week?
Dude,
it's becoming very clear that he's homeless.
There's the other moment that is like one of the great little clips from the show is we're donating to the Boy Scouts of America, and there'll be actual Boy Scouts there to accept the check.
Yeah.
And Toby's like, no, I don't think they'll be there, you know, because of gambling, alcohol. You know,
it's in our dangerous warehouse.
Right. And Michael says to Toby, why are you the way that you are?
Yeah.
Every time I try to make something fun.
Why are you the way that you are?
Yes. Every time I try to.
I hate.
Let's gotta hear this one
so much about the things that you choose to be.
That's where that comes from.
Because he doesn't want to let him have the Boy Scouts at the gambling party.
Mm-hmm. Actual Boy Scouts to accept the check. It's a school night. That's one of the other reasons.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So the Dundies, my third overall pick. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Let It Slip. The Dundies is my next pick.
Okay, yeah. Good transition.
Another good one.
So the Dundies is my fourth pick. Oh, excuse me. Wow. Slip of the tongue right there. But
it's
the
quite
Dundies.
All right.
The Dundies.
First pick in the fourth round. The Dundies.
Eesh.
So the Dundies, right, is just like a perfect season two. It's the first episode of season two, right?
Yep.
I remember hearing in a DVD commentary that it was initially going to be the pilot for the show, right?
Yeah.
Because it sets the table for everyone, right? You get the perfect, like, you get Michael trying to put on a show. You get, you know, and there's that scene where at the beginning, he's like, who's going to give these people an award? Who's going to give Kevin an award? Dunkin' Donuts, right? And then he has that talking head where he's like, you know, my employees can go home and tell my neighbor, hey, look, this is how much my work appreciates me. And they're like, oh, wow, I never get appreciated like that at work. A few days later, the employee notices a weird smell coming from the neighbor's house. The neighbors hang themselves due to lack of recognition, right? So there's this whole thing where they build it up, and you know, and then Jim is trying to get Michael to not make fun of Pam's engagement again. Pam has to sit and watch for highlights from all the previous Dundies. You know, here's the moment where Kevin sits in front of the camera for the next 2 hours, right? You have Kelly getting the spicy curry award, right? Phyllis accidentally getting the bushiest beaver award. Ryan getting the hottest in the office award.
Yep.
And then I think there's also a really nice moment where, well, I mean,
Pam get the whitest shoes.
Pam gets the whitest sneakers award.
Whitest sneakers,
right?
Yeah.
And so Pam gets really drunk, right? That's the kind of thing that kind of tips the episode off, right? And she kind of brings the Dundies back to life after those guys in the restaurant like throw their milkshake at Michael.
Right.
And you know, then, you know, but Pam being drunk, it's kind of, it brings energy back in, right? And she's like such a, she's very meek, right? In the first two seasons of The Office, right? So like, this is the moment where she kind of expresses herself. She actually kisses Jim, like really briefly, right?
Yep.
Also you get, it's almost like peak early Dwight in terms of him supporting Michael, where like, Michael is like, hey, Stanley, why didn't you bring your wife? And he's like, this is the person who's, Stanley says, my wife is sitting right here. Her name is Terry, right? And then Dwight hits the audio drop. Oh, yeah. And Michael's trying to tell that story where he's like, hey, Dwight, I was on a date the other night with the lady from HR. And Dwight's like, we don't have any female people in HR. You know, he keeps ruining the joke the whole time, right? Michael's joke is like, you know, I was with on a date with a woman from HR and things were getting hot and heavy. And I was trying to take her bra off and she gave me 6 hours of paperwork to do. And then Dwight goes, like an AIDS test.
Does he play recorder as a time filler in this one too?
I think he does. Yeah. He plays it a few different times.
Yeah.
You know, and then like he's carrying all the props and it's like an Indian chief, like headdress and stuff. Michael sings. There's that line from Jim where he's like, you know, we've heard Michael. We got an appearance from Ping. We heard Michael change the lyrics to a number of classic songs, which for me has ruined them for life. We learned Michael's true feelings for Ryan, you know.
Yep.
And it's just like, it's
a really good pick.
It's a perfect season two episode. You see Michael, the whole episode is just that. There isn't
the cold open the jeans?
So I actually don't think there is a cold open for this episode. It just starts.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not the jeans. It's not him in the dry cleaned jeans.
I wish I could include that as part of the pick, okay. But I'm pretty sure it just starts, you know.
That's such a good one.
Yeah. Michael in the jeans.
Showing himself off.
Where he's standing in the garbage cans, yes. Like walking across. And he's on the side table just dancing in his jeans.
Jumping onto
he
people's
desks. He gets them dry cleaned.
Anytime,
you know?
Steve Carell gets to dance in the
show. Anyway, the Dundies is just like a perfect season two encapsulation.
Good pick.
All right, so those are my double dips.
Nice. Jeez. All right, back to Alex.
Yes, sir. Is this
your fourth?
We're on the fourth round.
So
I have one pick left. You guys each have two picks left.
Yeah.
All right. My fourth pick, I'm going with the season four finale, Goodbye, Toby.
That's a great pick.
That is a good one.
I love this episode. Here I am again picking another season hour-long four. Episode.
Season four,
which
I'm
quickly realizing is obviously my favorite season.
Obviously.
Another one written from season by Paul Lieberstein, directed by Paul Feig.
What episode number was it?
This is episode 18 and 19 of season four. In this episode, Toby, this is his last day before he goes to Costa Rica. Holly is introduced to the show in this episode, all sorts of amazing... The entire time when Michael, who's been waiting for this exit interview with Toby, and he has so many insults and he wants to be so mean, but he's not because Holly's there.
Yeah, he brings in Pam as well.
It's such a good comedy
and
situation.
And then Toby goes, no, Pam, stay. Yeah. All of a sudden, it's Holly and Pam.
And it's Michael. He's trying to say them nicely. It's just an incredible comedy situation.
That moment where he looks to the camera and he blocks it off with his face so that they can't see. And he gives him that devil stare. Yeah.
And Toby's like, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. That's the best.
It's just such a good little...
Like, what is their gift actually going to be? And Pam is like, your watch? And he's like, yes.
Yes.
My watch.
It was going to be a rock. I mean, it's just like, it's wonderful. The other subplot is, this is when Jim wants to propose to Pam.
Right.
And he gets the whole carnival and he slips Phyllis. Phyllis takes control of the party planning committee. Mm. Jim gives him a bunch of money and the rides, the entire scene, and then it, of course, ends with Andy proposing to Angela.
There's that scene where Phyllis calls to ask about anti-gravity machines, and the guy's like, we have antidepressants.
I have two main reasons for this being in my draft as a pick here. Number one, this episode, this is the one I remember most actually watching in person. This was the day before my birthday, sophomore year of college, when we were doing weekly watches at my friend Winslow's house and became this kind of weekly party. Mm-hmm. And it was, I treasure those memories so much. And it's like that run of like season 3, 4, 5, we watched them in person together at our friend's house like every week was, I fell in love with the show.
Right.
This was the day before my birthday and it was kind of turned into this birthday party. And it was just watching this, it was just incredible. There was so much of my favorite part of the show, which is the Michael Toby relationship. And what I think one of the best running jokes in the entire show, which is Dwight convincing Holly that Kevin is mentally challenged.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that happens in this episode. And it's, for my money, one of the best jokes they get going.
I do.
It's like, It's one of the. It's such an earned joke. They've spent so many. They spend four seasons all this time making this joke possible, where Kevin is this character and Holly's so nice, and it just works. It's just perfect.
They're all like, "Oh, Holly!" Like when they. Oh my gosh! Yeah.
But you get so you, I do the numbers. You just get all these little perfect little.
She's cute and helpful.
And he pulls up the change. That's a button.
Yeah.
I mean, there's these one like you get.
I want pretzels, but I also want chips. Then there's that thing where Dwight's gonna put the raccoon in Holly's car, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ryan is arrested at the end of this one. I mean, yeah, there's so much plot going on in this one. All the proposals that go on, it's just a lot happens in this. My favorite character is doing good things, great jokes, and the actual memory of watching it live, a huge reason why I'm taking that with my fourth pick.
That is a great, fantastic fourth pick. I am over here, and I'm undecided at this very moment what I'm going to do for my fourth and final pick. Casino Night and Diversity Day were big blows to my list here, and now it's all kind of unraveling. I've got Money, Office, Olympics,
we got him on the ropes.
Murder.
We got him on the ropes, Alex.
Got him. Yes. He's panicking.
And I'm going to be going with, boy, wow. Okay. I'm going to go with Heavy Competition, Season 5, Episode 24.
All right. From our namesake.
Oh, yeah.
Is from the Michael Scott Paper Company saga. It might be one of the last, it might be the last episode of that
saga. I think Broke, maybe not. Broke is the last
episode. Broke, you're right. Yes. Yeah. So, this has the cheese.
I'm surprised puff. It took us this long to get an episode from that run.
I know,
given
yeah.
Given our infatuation with that.
I mean, it's a
part of the show.
It's like a 5-episode
yeah.
story. Like, yeah. if you could take that chunk, then yeah, you would. But it's harder to isolate individual
yeah,
episodes. But Heavy Competition, I think, is the correct pick.
That's yeah. I think this is my favorite one. We open and things are going well for the Michael Scott Paper Company. They're set up in their closet. They're getting client. They're stealing clients from Dunder Mifflin. They have the cheese puff cold open.
Yep.
We get to see Dwight sabotage them.
With the meatball sub.
The meatball sub, the fish in the vent. Some great moments from...
You've been meatball.
A perfect job. That's so great. He's been feeding us for weeks.
Yeah.
Stanley's into something really weird. You've been meatball. Can we hear it again?
You've been meatball.
I love it. Oh, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, heavy competition. I mean, the Michael Scott Paper Company saga is one of my favorite parts of the whole series, and Heavy Competition's just a great episode. For my final pick. Oh, man, this is kind of...
That's a really nice pick. I like that.
Yeah, it was a good pick.
While you're thinking, I went to do this because I actually have a drop of one of the great lines from Goodbye Toby, which is this one.
I am now his cruise director, and my name is Captain Bruisin.
I really wanted to play that. Here's the reason why. Sorry, I just had to get that in there.
You can take a minute, but I mean, you know, you are on the clock.
No.
I'll play some drops while you do this.
This would be great.
I'm going to pick.
Hot dog fingers.
Okay.
Do you know anything about film?
I know everything about film.
Butt liquor! Our prices have never been lower!
Okay, that drop did it for me. Product Recall.
Yeah.
Season 5,
okay, I have that on my
21.
List. Yeah.
It is on my list. It's just, oh gosh. It honestly, that one just sealed the deal for me. That whole, okay, Product Recall.
Oh, wait. Our prices have never been lower.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. No. That's Customer Survey, Season 5, Episode 7.
That's what you want, Customer Survey.
I want Customer
Survey.
Oh,
you want, okay, got it.
I'm sorry.
Customer Survey is a great episode.
Customer Survey, Season 5, Episode 7. There's the Customer Survey that says that Jim and Dwight are not good salesmen. They get bad reviews. So Michael has to...
Smudge and arrogant.
there's that smudginess.
And there's the arrogance. What do we call that, Jim? Microgement.
as much as. And there's the arrogance. Incredible.
Just almost just for that whole scene where Michael is coaching Dwight on the phone while Jim plays
William H. Butlicker. My family built this town, sir.
His joy at making that fake sale is so real.
It's a $1 million sale.
I get it. Amazing.
Some great moments with Mindy Kaling as well. Great.
Oh, dude, Dwight, get out of my nook. That's a classic.
That's what she said. That's what she said. Pam on the miniature Pam Bluetooth. In New York.
Yeah.
Anyways, customer survey. That is my final pick. Round five goes to Alex.
Oh boy. How do I box out? How do I get some one of Edwin's here?
Dude, I've got a couple. I'm already in a yeah.
I'm in a bit
of a bind.
Are
you all undecided?
Well, I've got a handful of them, and it's just like, how do you want to wrap it up? Yeah.
I'm happy. I got, except for money, I got most, and small stress relief. I got most of the ones I wanted here.
I'm
going to go with, oh boy. You know what? Mainly because I don't have a season two, and that's such a important season of this show. I'm taking Conflict Resolution.
That's a great pick. I had it on my list as well.
I'm taking that. Of course, that's right. Wait, that's season three.
No, it's right at the end of season two.
It is. Oh, it's right before.
There's that wrap up at the end of season that's two, right. Which is so great. I mean, it just goes from. Let's see. I'm gonna pull it up right here. You know what? Maybe I'll wait until we.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is right before Casino Night.
Right before Casino Night.
So, finally, I took one that's a regular length and not written by Paul Lieberstein. This episode's got everything. I think, let's see, this is the one where this starts with the Oscar and Angela debate over the poster.
Right, over the poster.
The baby poster, a very disturbing poster.
Win-win-win.
Yes, and the reason I like this one so much is this episode felt to me like the show had sort of graduated from a show being about the dynamics of working in an office a little bit. Because you have Casino Night after this one, and once you get into season three and all these other plot lines start happening and then they bring in the other branch... This sort of me feels like they closed the book. I'm like, all right, we did a full season about just office place. Like every conflict has to do with the office and the workplace. And this sort of closes that out. I think it's a fantastic episode. You get Scott Adsit in this one from 30 Rock
as the photographer.
I was like a good guest star. What else? Hang on. What else goes down in this one? I got this written down here. This is where Michael reads all of Jim's pranks.
Yeah, in a row.
It's just kind of an amazing thing, and you see Jim like kind of realizing like, oh my god,
these are a lot less funny when you read them all together.
Yeah, and it's this, and it kind of sort of spurs him on to start asking about, the position.
Today, I found a bloody glove in my desk drawer, and Jim Halvert tried to convince me I committed murder. Someone replaced all my pens and pencils with crayons.
Yes. Amazing.
And the greatest one today, I knocked myself in the head with the phone.
Yeah.
It was where he put nickels in the headset and then he took them all out. That was such incredible. A great moment. Yeah. Everyone at the office has called me Dwayne all day. I suspect Jim Halpert has paid them to do it. And he's like, yep, $5 a piece. Yeah. Worth it. Yeah.
Jim makes Dwight new ID, which labels Dwight as a security threat and changes perfect. His middle name from Kurt to Fart. Mm-hmm. But just a wonderful thing.
Ryan and Creed. Creed has a distinct old man smell. He's like, yes, I sprout mung beans in my desk drawer.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yep.
Very healthy, but smell like death.
This, when you get the workers like submitting their complaints about themselves and everyone's going through it, and there's all the tension, all the office dynamics, and it's sort of this like, there's such a celebration of all their characters through these complaints. And again, which is a really like a complaint box is such an old school idea to have in an office. And I like that part of this episode, and I like this part of the show. And
now you and I have a conflict. And he puts his hand on the box, and he like rips the box away. Yeah,
yeah. And it's just Casino. It's right before Casino Night, and I feel like it gets a little lost because Casino Night is such a big episode. But I think
flying
this one
tiger
is,
style defeats your monkey style.
Yeah,
can we just keep going?
It's just fantastic. So I'm closing it out with Conflict Resolution.
It's a very good pick.
Good one.
One of the funnier episodes.
I do. Yeah,
definitely on the funny spectrum right there.
And I need a season two in my portfolio. So
Okay.
Good one. Okay, Edwin.
Final
last
pick of the
pick.
Draft.
Here we go.
Fun Run, season 4, episode 1.
Great.
Yeah. Fun Run. That's the way we do it.
One.
So
season 4,
Fun Run
episode 1
kicks it off. It's a 40-minute episode, so you get that extra time. It starts off with Michael driving, and he's like, feel really good about the office. You know, Jim is back. Ryan, my protege, is at corporate. And then he hits Meredith with his car.
Yeah.
And then so that kicks off the whole thing where Meredith is in the hospital. Found out she has rabies. He does the Fun Run, the Brace for the Cure. Jim and Pam are finally together.
Things are just good with Jim and Pam.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And all that moment where Kevin is just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, they're secretly dating.
They're secretly dating. Oscar is like, there is no evidence of intimacy, although they've been in good moods. And Kevin's like, are you kidding me? Right. You know, there's that scene where they raised $340 to donate to science, and $100 of that goes to the giant check.
That's right.
They bring out Elizabeth, the stripper from the from the bachelor party, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And she's dressed as a nurse, right? there's a moment they all go to the hospital to say to like wish Meredith well, but they all go at the same time. And Dwight is looking at her chart, and he goes, "Excuse me, this chart doesn't indicate that she had a full hysterectomy. Or at least she got time off for one." And the little, like, the, like, nurse's assistant guy looks in the camera and he goes, ah, that explains where her uterus went. Like, such a ridiculous moment where he's, like, trying to get a joke in. Oh, my gosh. That's,
yeah, that part.
Dwight tries to pull the plug on Meredith.
Right.
That's the one where he pulls the plug on Angela's cat, or he puts the cat in the freezer. Yep.
Yes.
Right. All my bags of French fries have been clawed to shreds.
Which cat was it?
Sprinkles.
There you go.
And now Pringles. Yeah. You know, Michael carboloads on the fettuccine Alfredo, doesn't drink any water, you know. And it's just in general, like, it's just a great episode. Season 4 kicks it off, really funny, like a whole...
Yeah. Another hour long.
Exactly, yeah.
I can't... run for rabies. It's just,
yeah, 5K race for the cure, right? Andy is dealing with nipple chafing, right?
Yes.
Kevin doesn't have athletic clothes.
Oh, Michael eats all the Alfredo.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Got
a carboload.
Yeah. When he does that, there's a moment where he starts like shoveling into his face, and Dwight, who had delivered it to him, like holds up this little thing of Parmesan cheese, and Michael nods at him, and he like sprinkles it on like while he's continuing to gorge. Like, it's so silly. And he's like, "Don't worry, I put Imodium in Toby's coffee." Toby's like, "Normally I'd have to take a bathroom break, but I feel great." Like,
Toby wins.
Pam walks in on Michael changing in this.
That's right.
Episode.
She sees the shuffle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jan gets defensive with Pam.
Right.
Wow, guys. What a great fantasy draft.
We left some great ones on the board.
We sure did.
We really did.
We probably shouldn't even touch that because we're going to keep talking about other episodes. Oh, okay.
I thought it'd be fun to throw out some of the ones that, I mean, I want to know what your guys' themes were or ideas were. I want to hear the 5 episodes run back.
Okay.
And then like some of the ones that you thought about taking.
So here we go. Here's the run back. So I went first. My season
is all 5 in a row.
So Money from season 4, Office Olympics from season 2, Murder from season 6, Heavy Competition from season 5, and I picked Customer Survey. Now I'm like,
Customer Survey is a good one though.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay, all right.
Don't beat yourself up. It's a good selection, man.
We
really took the wind out of your sails. So yeah, I feel like we took a lot.
I would have had Diversity Day or Casino Night up there for sure.
But still, I mean, that's the whole point. But I think your draft is really solid.
I thought about Michael's last Dundies season 7.
Oh, that's
which
a
is
great
just the episode
one.
Right before Goodbye Michael.
Yeah,
because I love D'Angelo, and there are some great, just hysterical moments in that episode.
Hottest
and
in the Office also, going to Danny Cordray. It's right, one of my favorites.
And still a very touching episode as Steve Carell starts to exit the show.
The Rent song.
Yep. And then I was thinking about Back from Vacation, season 3,
that's
episode 11.
One.
Michael gets back from Jamaica and accidentally sends the photo of Jan.
It's
to
a German woman named Urkel Gru.
That's right.
Urkel Gru.
I thought about The Fight from season 2.
It's a great one.
It's made me realize, like,
there are a lot of iconic
Daryl. It's like we haven't even talked about Daryl this whole time. It's kind of crazy.
Yep. I know, it's funny.
Yeah, that's a good episode for Daryl back from vacation. I thought about Frame Toby in season 5.
Frame Toby's a great one. Yeah. Across my mind as well.
I didn't put Caprese salad in my desk, Michael.
Caprese salad.
Who says there's a law against putting
the drug selling scene?
That's what you're worried about, wasting the cops' time. You know what though? That might be a great. That would have been a great pick just for no.
Yeah,
like one of the all-time iconic Cold office open. Moments. Yeah.
No, God, please, no.
Should I go back there? Dare I?
You the way that you are.
Okay, so that's it for me. Alex,
solid run, man.
Alex is thank you. Alex's season, dinner party from season 4.
Mm. Yeah.
Launch party from season 4. Mm. Diversity Day from season 1. Goodbye Toby from season 4. Big fan of season 4.
Yes, sir.
And conflict resolution from season 2, which is just a good
I can't believe I didn't go out of, I stayed in the first 4 seasons. No,
yeah.
You stayed in,
right? Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So it's a good pick. A good run too.
Any comments?
Some of the heavy hitters from season 4, no doubt.
You got your favorite episode taken away from you.
I did.
Right away.
Also season 4.
I thought I recovered. I clearly have the best 5. I mean, come on. Not even close.
We haven't even named mine yet. Just get ready.
I know. I can do ones I left on the table after, but the main ones, I want to do Threat Level Midnight. It's just so much fun.
That's a good one.
I mean, it's so much fun. I almost went Secret Santa.
That's a great one. Because
I think that's the best... like holiday episode. That's when you get
that's kind of late too. What
it is
what season is
seven?
That
I think that's season 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, with the
Phyllis is Santa.
Where oh god, that's amazing. Yeah. And when Andy gives Aaron the 12 days of Christmas and the first 8 days are all birds.
Yes.
Yes. That's awful. Dwight gets the nutcracker that like he has to build.
Yeah.
Just like a night like Jim does kind of something nice.
Michael is just like on a microphone with the karaoke machine. He's like, "Oh, look, maybe Dwight can build himself a friend."
Yeah. switches out to go Jesus. He gets David Wallace involved.
And Jim says says to Michael, "You can't hold an employee down on your lap and say I need this." So, okay, that's season 6 then, because Jim is also manager.
Oh, right? That's
he
correct.
He told Phyllis that, Jim, Phyllis is Santa.
Yep, that's right.
He calls David Wallace. He goes, David, guess who I am sitting here dressed up as?
I'm not going to guess, Michael. You can tell me.
He has the power of flight.
That's when they reveal that like David Wallace and all the CEOs are all getting fired, but they're staying on because they're successful. It's like everything's kind of right. At the end of that, everything's just nice at the end of that.
Right.
Anyway, I left that one on the main one I left on the table were that and the coup.
The coup.
The coup, which I think just one of the top 3 scenes in the whole series, which is Michael interrogating Dwight after that.
I have a laundry machine.
That's perfect.
What's your dentist's name? Crentist? Your dentist's name is Crentist.
He's far. I might be 2 hours. He's like, I'm getting a crown put in you. Ouchie.
That's probably why he became a dentist. All right. Those are the main ones that left on the table.
Excellent. Okay, and then Edwin, last but not least.
I cleaned up, bro.
Round 1.
Oh, hell no.
This is a great... Edwin might have won. Edwin's got Stress Relief, season 5. Mm. Goodbye, Michaels, season 7. Mm. Casino Night, season 2. The Dundies, season 2. And Fun Run, season 4. Just all...
all classics,
great
all great.
Any.
So the only one that I would change out would be to was Dinner Party. That's the only other one that I wanted for sure in my top 5.
Yeah,
but I got the majority of the ones that I wanted, which I'm very happy with. I thought about Dunder Mifflin Infinity, where he drives the car into the lake.
Yep.
Like, that was really good. I mean, the employee transfer when they're in the car and they're breaking up, and Daryl just can't. Here's a Daryl moment. Where Daryl can't take it, and he calls Kelly, and he's like, just call me back. Talk to me about anything, right? Because Michael's like, I'll go back to Jan, and I hate Jan. Please. He's like, I'm not strong. You know? And they're trying to figure out how they would do it. It's like, you leave on Friday. It takes 5 hours to get here. You know, we would meet halfway, and he's like, I always thought there'd be a great breakfast spot with really good bacon. Yeah. And it's just like a rest stop, like a forest.
They're just saying, where you'd like pull over to pee.
Yeah. Let me see. The Injury was one that was on my list for sure.
Oh,
that's like a classic with the Foreman grill.
That is a good one.
One of my favorites that I didn't want to pick is Phyllis's Wedding. That's always a favorite for me.
Yeah, I was surprised you didn't pick that one.
I love it, but it doesn't fall into my concept for the...
Trivia at our last episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do like the lecture-stricken one. The Deposition, that's one.
Yeah, for that was on my list.
The Deposition is an all-time great. Mm. And then I think another, like a lot of the really like warm ones are in season 7, The Garage Sale.
Yeah.
Because Michael proposes to Holly. I thought that's a great moment. And I thought about drafting that as well. But anyway.
Oh, that fire hazard. That proposal. Right.
Mm-hmm. Thousands of dollars of damage done.
Just insane.
Just absolutely disastrous.
That moment where he shows Pam the ring and she's like, oh my God, is that real? He's like, you know what they say, 3 years salary.
Guys, this has been a really great, fun time.
Before we wrap up,
okay,
do you guys want to go over what your idea or thinking was when you were drafting this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, for me, it was just like the episodes that really stand out to me when you look at the series as a whole, mm-hmm. or just like my own fandom of the show. I mean, the Office Olympics was a must-have for me, and Murder as well, just because those were, they're such funny standout episodes in my mind. Mm-hmm. And then I think Money too hits a lot of like the things that I love most about the show. I probably should have, looking back, I wish I had a season one episode in there just to balance things out, because I did want to get kind of the full...
That's what I meant to do too, but
the
failed.
Full scope of what I thought the show was great at.
Yeah.
Because I do love those like kind of quieter, calmer mm-hmm. first episodes mm-hmm. that don't actually have very many heartwarming moments
at
all.
The colors are really dull.
It's like, very dull. Michael's a just awful person. Mm-hmm. No one... like is capable of being kind to each other.
Jim
it seems
throwing
like.
The ice cream sandwich at the door is like one of my favorite moments in the whole show. He locks it's the healthcare one. He locks Dwight in the room.
Oh yeah.
And then like when Michael's like, surprised, he brings ice cream sandwiches, and he just like he looks over at the door and just throws the ice cream. I always think of that when I think of season
that's
one.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. But anyway, that was me.
Yeah. I tried to, like, we were talking earlier about like how we want to, what we're going to judge this on or whatever. Like, I went just personal, kind of like you. I just went kind of through all the seasons and just went gut, like that one.
Right.
These are the ones that I know I love. Obviously the ones that involve, I think, some of the bigger moments, in terms of introducing characters or big changes in the show or big, I knew I wanted a season one and season two for mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. And these are just ones like for me, I think that I'd want to watch mm-hmm. if I had to just take five episodes and, probably why I took a lot of hour-long ones.
Sit someone down who's never seen it, maybe.
Yeah, I would be like, this. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Be like, here's five episodes for
it
you.
It just
like,
dawned on me that I'm going to sit and watch your guys' fives together.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. That may be where the trivia is coming from next
that's
time.
That's great, yeah.
So I feel like, Edwin, on paper, I think you do have the strongest list. I think most mm-hmm. Office fans would probably look at our three lists and be like, those ones. But for me, I chose my own top five.
For sure.
Except for money, you motherfucker.
So I definitely like wanted to do like a very cohesive, well-rounded arc thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's probably really obvious. But like in order, I was like, I definitely want it was like I wanted the beginning, middle, and end, and one of like the really heavy hitting comedic mm-hmm. ones. So yeah. I think the heavy hitter top tier for me is Dinner Party and Stress Relief. I think those are the two at the top.
Yeah.
So
Stress Relief was my number two pick.
I was expecting one of those at least to be gone by the time I picked.
Yeah.
I was really worried they would both be gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
But after that, I wanted the Dundies at the beginning and I wanted Goodbye Michael at the end.
Yep.
Where it's like the perfect little beginning to the show, the end of the show in, to some extent. I only wanted to ever draft episodes or seasons 2 through 7.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go out of that for this 5 capsule.
Yeah. No one picked anything from season 8 or 9.
I consider Pool Party. I consider Pool Party.
That's the only one that I would have considered.
As you know, I love Robert California. He's one of my favorites.
I do too. I mean, there are a lot of, I think, really funny moments in season 8 and 9, but I don't think there are individual episodes as strong.
Yeah. Right.
You know, Test the Store is pretty funny.
The finale is
really funny in its own way.
It is.
The Dwight wedding is great.
Yeah.
But like, I definitely wanted like the beginning with the Dundies, like the end with Goodbye Michael.
Yeah.
The funny one in the middle. I thought Casino Night, if it was there because of that.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it was like, come up with something that's really funny and fun. And that's fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Fun, right?
So,
Yep.
That's good.
I think like factoring into sometimes it's just like, this is one of my favorite jokes. I know. I did a lot like based on that, just looking at like, oh, this has this joke in it. It's like, when I think about The Office, I think about these moments. And also like I took, Goodbye Toby mainly because like I wanted to tie something to the remembrance of watching the show live. Like, that was such an experience that it doesn't happen anymore.
That was a great pick.
Game of Thrones is what the last show that's kind of like that now. Like,
Fun Run stands out in my mind because I think like it was the first episode of season 4. So yeah. Like everybody was on the bandwagon by then.
Yeah.
And I think we were still in high school.
I want to say, if I remember correctly, we were in high school and we had like a Facebook message thread about it.
Yes.
Like
I was a sophomore in college, so
we got together with some dudes and watched it. But yeah, it was that I remember. I remember watching that hour long on TV with everybody.
That's such a special part of the show. Like, you talk about this being our Seinfeld.
Absolutely,
it's like,
yeah,
that live aspect is such a crucial element of the show that that people are not going
to
have anymore.
Seasons 5 and 6 are the ones that I really remember, especially season 5. I mean, like, not to, you know, go down memory lane too much, but like, I remember my freshman year of college, like, you guys were all there. We were on Thursdays, we'd watch The Office, you know, and we'd go over and like watch. That was season 5 and 6. Like, great seasons for those purposes, you know.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, no, this was really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, this has been a great episode. Do we know what we're doing next time? Did we decide that?
I think we have a bunch of things in the pipeline. It's just, I mean, I think our release calendar might be a little staggered. So
yeah,
will be another episode.
You've been meatballed.
You've been meatballed.
Thanks again for listening.
I want to own a decommissioned lighthouse.
We'll see you next time.
Dink and Flicka.
Threat level who? Michael's gone. Threat level why? Apartheid. Gotta fight it. Free Mandela. Peace. I'm out.